Good morning, everyone. Today is the 12th of December 2017, and you know, there's oftentimes things will go on in our lives that we don't understand. And if we start trying to figure them out, it will just make things worse. I was thinking this morning of a passage in 1 Peter 4:12 that says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." And it goes on and says, "But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding glory. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified." Verse 16, "But if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator." Well, that is where we must rest. Regardless of what is going on in our lives, regardless of what others' response might be to us, regardless of how they see us or how they respond to us, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you." I've entitled this morning, "Think It Not Strange." Don't think it is a strange thing when you are tested and tried. Our Savior was stripped, beaten, and died. All those in Christ will suffer persecution, but Christ has reconciled us to God. He brought the solution. To all this grief and pain and tension among his sheep, he said many will be offended, but to those he died for, he will keep. His promise is secure, and in this we can rest. Christ bled and died and rose again. He has passed the test. He says for his sheep that he will keep them too, regardless of the affliction you and I might be going through. So, my friend, don't think it's strange when trials and sorrows come. We look forward to the day when he will welcome us home. Well, that's my thoughts this morning. I know that we all can relate to this, that sometimes people misunderstand us, don't they? They don't understand what we're going through. They may not even understand what they're going through. But I think that's why Peter voiced this in 1 Peter 4:12, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you." I also thought the other day, I wonder, you know, people don't want to talk about those outside the four walls of brick and mortar churches that are in Christ, because they have been maligned and cast out. But you know, Christ was maligned and cast out of the synagogue. You know, they didn't want him preaching and teaching in the temple. They didn't want the disciples teaching and preaching in the temple. And today, most demonic nations, want us preaching in the temple. Okay? So I'm going to read this through one time, and hopefully this will resonate with you. Think it not strange. Don't think it is a strange thing when you're tested and tried. Our Savior was stripped, beaten, and died. All those in Christ will suffer persecution, but Christ has reconciled us to God. He brought the solution. To all this grief and pain and tension among his sheep, he said, many will be offended, but to those he died for, he will keep. His promise is secure, and in this we can rest. Christ bled and died and rose again. He has passed the test. He says for his sheep that he will keep them too, regardless of the affliction you and I might be going through. So, my friend, don't think it strange when trials and sorrows come. We look forward to the day when he will welcome us home. 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. God bless.